Good morning. This is actually one of my favorite gospel passages. I'm sure it sounds kind of banal. It's like Jesus went up and summoned those whom he wanted. They came to him and then he names. But the Gospel of Mark is very direct. First of all, the very first words. Jesus went up the mountain, fine. He called those whom he wanted. That is important. Every time there is a vocation in the church, Christ looks at that person, regardless of whatever qualities they have, and he calls them because he wants them. And the same thing, frankly, applies to each person in this church. You have been baptized. And sometimes we feel like, okay, I did this and I did that, and I looked for God and I got baptized. God called you because he wanted you. Even more than that, the very fact that you exist, God thought of you. He didn't have to make you. God thought of you and he decided, I want you to exist. It is always an act of love. And it says he appointed 12 whom he named apostles. The name apostles means people who are going to be sent out. So there's, from the very beginning, he's called these 12 men to be missionaries. But then again, it says, so that they might be with him and he might send them forth to preach. These are his first priests. These are his first bishops. These are the 12 pillars of the church. And what is their first responsibility? The first responsibility is not to go out and lead retreats and to do all kinds of stuff. It is to be with Jesus, to be men of prayer. And this, again, I think applies to each one of us. Our first responsibility as Catholics is to simply be with Christ, to live the life of grace, to live lives of holiness, to be people who pray to Jesus every day, who spend time with Christ, who have personal and intimate relationship with Christ. Sometimes in youth ministry, not so much now, previously when I was here in the parish, it was funny, the people who most wanted to be the ones with the microphone and in front of the crowd of kids and doing stuff are the ones who least seemed to be inclined to pray on a regular basis and who were constantly going out and doing stuff they shouldn't do. They're not horrible people, but they didn't have the mentality of just simply, I want to be with. I want to live a life of holiness. I want, in a hidden way, day by day, spending time speaking with God, having regular prayer commitments. That's foundational. We are not going to do anything in our lives as Catholics unless we ourselves first are living with Christ. Sometimes we want to convert our husbands, we want to convert our children, our relatives, whatever. We're not going to convert anybody. Only God converts souls. But we're not going to be his instruments to do a single thing unless you and I, first of all, every single day, are living lives of simple and frequently quiet holiness. And this begins with the first bishops of the church. Then they're going to be sent forth to preach, and they will have authority to drive out demons. And it goes through and it names these 12 men. It's interesting because sometimes as Catholics we get challenged. Okay, the church. Why do you have to go to church? I believe in Jesus. I believe in the Bible. I don't believe in a church. I don't believe in priests. I don't believe in a pope. I don't believe in saints and all that stuff. Why does Jesus bother? Why does the gospel bother saying Jesus called 12 people out of the crowd? There were thousands of people calling him and he says, I want you 12. I'm giving you a special mission. What's he doing? He's founding a church. Jesus is not just saying, okay, here's some rules, here's a great way of life, go out and live it. Jesus is saying, the reason I came to this earth is to found a church, and this church is going to have people who have been empowered by me. They're not going to go out and by their own charisma and gifts and personalities or do anything. They are being empowered by me. They're my chosen instruments. I'm giving them power. I'm giving them authority. I'm going to give them the power to give the sacraments. They are going to be the ones who are going to be my instruments. And I think this passage here talks about the fact this is what Christ came to do. Yes, he came to redeem humanity. He came to save us. He came to defeat Satan and to establish his kingdom. But he was going to establish his kingdom with a structure, with a priesthood, with sacraments. And frankly, that's not all, obviously only priests. Obviously, the vast majority, 99.whatever% of the church, is all of you. Right? But something foundational is going to be the fact that there's a liturgy, there are sacraments. God is giving us gifts. And he's giving us gifts so that we will be able to go out. So that, first of all, we will be able to be with him. And then that through us, we will also be able to go out to preach, and yes, even to have authority to cast out demons.